With reporting from around the world, it's time for Eye on Travel with America's number one frontline travel news journalist, Peter Greenberg. This week's episode of Eye on Travel is sponsored by Linzess. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome back to Eye on Travel for this first weekend in April 2021. If you're just joining us, we're coming to you from the banks of the Bosphorus at the Chiron Palace Hotel right here in Istanbul. And of course, you can always reach out to me. Just email me to peter at petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. I'll solve it right here on the air for you. In fact, let's go to some of those emails right now. Here's one from Ginny Gasper who writes, "With Canada closed to international travel, is it still possible to fly to a Canadian city as a stop on a flight to Europe? We're scheduled to fly to Chicago, to Toronto, to Bucharest. Will that still be possible?" And the answer, Ginny, is a qualified yes. Here's the deal. You have to fly on the same airline. The connections have to occur on the same day. You're not literally leaving Canadian airspace or entering it. You're literally transiting through. All your documents have to be in order. And domestic transfers, of course, not permitted. You can't overnight it in Canada. So if you're flying Chicago, Toronto to Bucharest on the same day, you'll be kept in a secure transit area of the Canadian airport, which would be, in your case, Toronto, and you'll be okay. Okay? That's the way it is as of today. Keep in mind, Canada may, in fact, reopen their borders, or at least their decision date is April 30th. That's coming up. But every time we come up to a decision date in Canada, they push it back at least another month. But at least if you're asking for an answer today, that's the answer. All right. Here's one from Audrey Carrolls, who writes, "We're going to do our first air travel this year, and we're going to go from Milwaukee to Atlanta. Do airports require COVID tests prior to travel? Domestic U.S. airports within the continental U.S., the answer is no. You'll be fine. But if you happen to have vaccine cards, bring them anyway." And there you go. From Elise Ginsburg, "Am I able to bring a copy of my COVID vaccinations for travel?" Of course, once you get vaccinated, you're given a certificate issued by the CDC. It's stamped with the name of the doctor or the hospital and the date of each vaccination. And that brings up another interesting point. So many of you have been asking, if I get my vaccination card, I want to protect it. I get that. Should I laminate it? And the answer is not necessarily, but you do want to protect it. The reason why you may not want to laminate it is because health officials might want to make additional endorsements on that card or maybe add a booster shot in there. So don't laminate it, but get its own plastic cover or its own separate wallet. And before you put it in there, photocopy it three times. Keep one separately from where you're normally going to carry your vaccination certificate. Keep one at home and give one to your travel companion and you'll be good to go. Okay? Here's one from H. Rezek who says, "Peter, you're in Istanbul today. What PPE did you use for plane travel?" Easy. A double mask, two N95s. That's it. And that's what I've always worn. I'm not wearing a shield. I'm not looking like Dustin Hoffman in the terrible hazmat movie. No, that's what I'm doing. Two N95 masks. That's it. Okay. Here's one from Nancy Welchi, I hope I pronounced your name right, Nancy. "My husband and I had global entry a few years ago. Congratulations, because it's the best deal going. However, both have now expired. We would like to renew or start from scratch. Again, whatever's easier." Trust me, you want to renew. Because if you start from scratch, you have to list. The application form, as you may remember, requires you to list every country you've ever been to in your entire life. You can imagine how long it took me. But you're also saying that you've been advised that you can get the global entry renewal whenever you're coming back into the country from an international flight. Just stop by the office at the Charlotte airport. Well, no, that's not how you do it. Go online, fill out the form online, make sure they know it's a renewal. Do you still have your original global entry card, which has your known traveler ID number? Put that in, give them the money that they want. And by the way, if you happen to hold a number of very good credit cards, like the Platinum American Express, or maybe the Chase Preferred, maybe even Capital One. There are a number of them out there that, as part of your card benefits, will pay for your global entry renewal. So check that out too. Okay. Now, what they're talking about the airport is, once your application's been received and it starts to be processed, you still have to schedule an interview, which you then have to do in person at a global entry office, more of which are at airports than anywhere else. I hope I've cleared that up. Okay, I mean, bottom line is, you should have it. And for those of you who do not know what global entry is, it's the best deal going. I said it before. It's good for 5 years. It allows you, after a 14-hour flight, to just go to a kiosk. The new ones actually just biometrically read your eyes and give you a receipt. The older ones, you'd have to put your passport in and scan your fingerprints. That took maybe a minute. You got a receipt, and you were done. I mean, who wants to stand in line at immigration and passport control for, you know, 2 hours after a 14-hour flight? That would not be me, and that would not be you. So even if you only fly two times a year overseas, global entry is worth it. And again, it's good for 5 years. And if you get global entry, guess what you get with it? You get TSA PreCheck too. It's a win-win. All right, let's move on here. Bob Hader says, a couple of years ago, a cruise line sent out an email offering a special deal, reduced price, and free airfare 2 months before sailing for a river cruise from Moscow to St. Petersburg. I'd heard that if you wait, you get better deals, and we jumped on it and had a wonderful cruise. Do you think those deals are a thing of the past this year? Bob, the answer is, yeah. Historically, the travel industry has tried to discount their way out of a problem, whether it was 9/11, the economic debacle in 2008-2009, and as we are now starting to emerge from COVID, the temptation is there to do that again. Except there's such pent-up demand for travel, not just cruise lines, but airlines as well, that I do not believe we're going to see a significant amount of discounting now. You may 3 months down the line, and there may be some incentive cruises to get people back. But what I'm seeing right now in the first 2 months is that cruises are selling out, and they're selling at close to list prices. So be aware of that. Here's one from Karen. I hope it's Tepe. I'm going to travel to the Holy Land in the fall of 2021. What do you think? Should I go? Absolutely. Think about this. Israel is well on the way. In fact, it will be there by the middle of this month to be the first country to be fully vaccinating its entire population. So you know what? That's incentive enough for me. And I hope you'll get vaccinated before you go as well. Now, will you still have to wear a mask? Yes. Will there be social distancing? Yes. Will there be testing? Yes. But should you go? Yes. Okay, you got four yeses. Go. Here's one from Marilyn Conway Shepherd, who says, I missed the name of the tour company you recommended that supports the education of children in Africa. Sounds like a great idea, so we'd like to follow up about a safari. The name of that company, by the way, Marilyn, is Mikato. And the guy who runs it is a guy named Dennis Pinto. He's a saint for me. I mean, imagine, for any safari he sells, he puts a child in Africa all the way through school. That's the way to do business. That's the way to pay back. That's the way to follow the money. And that's the way to look at the circular nature of the power of travel and tourism if it's done the right way. It's amazing what he's done. This is not the first year he's done it. I know about this because I actually gave him the World Tourism Award 2 years ago for doing it. So check him out, Mikato, M-I-C-A-T-O. They do a great job as tour operators, but they also do a great job for the people of Africa. Check them out. More of Eye on Travel from Istanbul when we come back right after this.
Your flight might be late, but we're on time. Eye on Travel will be right back.